Now we are one line up from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. We had said before that we're talking about Kriyat Shema. So we had said before there's an issue of Kriyat Shema of Shechiva, which ideally is done at the time you go to at the time that people go to bed, which is Tzeis Kochavim, and that's the din. Halach lamaisa, l'chachila, you should say Kriyat Shema of your mitzvah at Tzeis. But there's a separate issue on top that we'll see here, which is the source for Kriyat Shema Lamita. There's a separate thing. You know, your yotzi, your mitzvah Kriyat Shema, there's a separate inyan of saying Kriyat Shema on your bed as a source of, it's like kind of shmirah, protection. And well, actually, that'll be a topic throughout the next Amud, actually, essentially. So here's the source for it. It says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afal picha kara adam Kriyat Shema bebeis haknesses, even though you said Kriyat Shema in shul, meaning your yotzi in the mitzvah. Nevertheless, mitzvah lekroso al mitaso. You have a separate independent mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema on your bed at night. Amar Rebbe Yossi. It says Rabbi Yossi, but he's in a Tana. Definitely unlikely to be him. So the other possibility is who it is. Ravasi Rabbi Yosef. Right? My kra, what's the pasuk that says that there's a, indicates there's a mitzvah for a person to say Kriyat Shema al mitzvah? So we darshan this pasuk from Tehillim. It says Rigzu va'al techa ta'u. Like tremble and agitate yourself and don't come to sin. Imru bilvavavchem, which means, like literally means like say it in your hearts. But like levavecha is the illusion that we're going to drush here back to Kriyat Shema. Al mishkavchem on your beds, v'domusela and then be silent. So they dart. The pasuk literally means like say to tremble and don't come to sin and say in your and like you know speak yourself in your heart while you're on your bed. And be silent. But the drasha is, you won't come to, you know, agitate yourself, and you won't come to sin, and speak out in your heart to protect yourself. The thing which is bilvavchem, which is the kriyat shema, which says alvavecha, al mishkavchem on your bed, v'dom musala, and then go to sleep. That's the drasha. So, we'll finish the thought here. Amr of Nachman, Rav Nachman said, "Im Talmud Chacham, if the person is a Talmud Chacham, so then Ein Tzarich, he doesn't need actually to say Kriyat Shema al Amita, because Rashi says he's the constantly chazaring his mishnayos in his head, he's learning all the time. That's sufficient shmirah protection for him." Amr Rabbi, Rabbi says, "No, Af Talmud Chacham Meboy Le Lemeimar Chad Psuka. At least the even a Talmud Chacham has at least one pasuk Derachmi that will like requesting." That, and acknowledging that a person needs Hashem's rachamim to survive the night. Kigon, for example, b'yadcha avkiruchi, in your hand I deposit my soul. Hadisa osi Hashem kel emes, no, and like Hashem, you know, please, I don't know, redeem me, keep, you know, be pulled in me, save me. So that's in the story there. Now, that will be instead of Kriyat Shema. It's just if you're Talmud Chacham. Now, first of all, the Tver Shmuel, who's a parish on the Rosh, says there by Os Zion on the Rosh, he says, no, those days are long gone. We don't have this kind of Talmud Chacham anymore, and everyone's got to say Kriyat Shema Lamita. That's number one. Now, so really, this really becomes just a halachic. Let me sum up. So let me sum up all the halachas here. This is a halachic issue. So now, in terms of this, is all brought down in Or Chaim in Reish Lamed Tes. First of all, halacha l'maisa, what is a person supposed to say in his bed? Your question, you know, which parshias? So interestingly enough, the Tor brings of the Ketetz of most Rishonim. It's just the first parsha. That's the Tor. The Tor learns. He does bring that the Rabbeinu Chananel says you should say the first two parshios because the drash is levavachem and really levavachem and levavecha is really mentioned both parshios and therefore you should say both and he himself says that his father the Rosh was Noah to say two parshios. Now Rizal says a person should say all three. Now the reason why the Rizal brings it down is because he brings that if you say all three parshios. And you also had Kel Melech Nehemah in the beginning. You got the Reish Mem Ches, the 248 words, which is the connected to the 248 Evarim in a person, different like, limbs and parts of a person. And so it's a special segula for Shmira. So those are the Shitas. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Tur, Mikra Din, first parsha is all you need to say. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's good to say all three with Kel Melech Nehemah, to get their Rizal's Shmira in there also. So make her a din, just one, but it's good to say all three. Now who should say it? We said everyone should say it. It doesn't matter if you're Talmud Chacham, that's going to get you out. Now, how should you say it? Although it said, Al Mishkavchem, on your bed, so really ideally you should not be lying down when you say Kriya Shema Lamita. There's a discussion about, so you shouldn't be lying down, you should say it sitting up. If you're lying down already, so then you should get up unless it's very difficult for you. And which makes you sort of lean to the side. Now the truth is, the Berhetev is makeless. So listen, we'll see the Gemara later on, that lying on your back, there's no way to be Mekabel Alav Omo Chushamayim. But if you're staying as a Shmira, as Pesukim for Shmira, and you're ready to be Mekabel Omo Chushamayim earlier in the night, there's much room to make it. And therefore, if you're lying down your back, Berhetev allows you to stay flat on your back, okay, if you must. So good to say it sitting up, but you could say even on your back if you've said Krishma earlier in the night. We're not sleeping as long in your bed. You're reading. Right. Separate issue. But when I sleep, he's lying down. This is Al Mishkavchem, so that's that. Now, sorry?
We all stop to say as well?
Yeah, I know. There's a whole other hamapil, all that kind of business. I'm like, yeah, I'm just talking about the creation of my angle of it now. Yeah, of course. There's a reason why it's there. I wrote that in Malacha. But this, folks, this one didn't hear. Now, in terms of when you should say it as close as possible to when you go to sleep. So, like at bedtime, when you go to bed, you should say it then. The Shla brings minimally a person should say Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema, first parsha and Hamapil, the bracha, minimally. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person is going to be Mishamash Mitaso and he's not going to be right away, so then he should wait till after that and clean himself up and wash his hands, and then he should say Kriya Shema Lamita. So those are the last thing you do before you go to sleep. The Seder said that. Okay.